The views and opinions expressed on the following program are not necessarily those of the staff and management of Salem Media of Hawaii.
Welcome to Generations Radio, where the focus is on our seniors and their families. We are here each Saturday afternoon from 5 until 6 p.m., bringing you resourceful information with our radio team of professionals in the field of aging. Stay with us for the next 1 hour as we explore different ways to make life more exciting and meaningful for our extraordinary seniors, right here on AM 690 The Answer. And now, here is our host and the publisher of Generations Magazine, Percy Ihara.
So welcome to Generations Radio here. I'm Percy Ihara. Every Sunday from 5 to 6, Saturday from 5 to 6, even I got mixed up. Saturday 5 to 6, Sunday from 3 to 4 here on AM 690 The Answer. And happy holidays to everybody. You know, it's amazing. I can still remember celebrating my birthday in January, going to L.A. and San Fran in April. Now it's already November. It's like, man. But you know, one of my favorite days of the year is Black Friday. You know, but anyway, so, you know, one of the things that we've been doing with the magazine is giving back to the community, getting our partners to give back to the community. And actually, I'll give you a sneak peek. December, January issue will be called The Gift of Food. And so it's giving time, and people need to give back every year, if not every month. And we're featuring Hawaii Meals on Wheels along with the other food entities that you'll be reading about. But we're here with Michelle Cordero Lee, and welcome to the show, Michelle.
Thank you for having me, Percy.
Yeah, well, good to see you. I mean, we've seen you along the way, and we've always, you know, want to support you. And one of the things that we wanted to do was you guys were one of the topics that we want to cover in December, January, when, you know, our staff kind of gets together every twice a year just to figure out the stories for next year. And one of the topics that we've always wanted to do was on Meals on Wheels. And so I'm glad you guys are able to join us and be featured in the cover story. But really, we wanted, you know, not, I wouldn't say expose, but really get this issue out there. And I know you gave me some statistics, but tell me a little bit about yourself, first of all, and about the Meals on Wheels, because everybody gets you mixed up with the other Meals on Wheels.
Sure.
But you don't want them to know.
Sure. No, thank you so much. And thank you so much to you and your staff for concentrating on food.
Yes.
Food is
for our— I love food, by the way.
Yeah. And food for Kapuna, food for any human being, is about human connection. And it really opens the door to having that connection, that conversation with a kupuna who might be feeling isolated, or with any person that's feeling isolated. So thank you so much for concentrating on
that.
Well,
what do you do? You call your friend, hey, we're going to eat, right?
Right.
And you're absolutely right. I read it on your website about a big percentage of people, of your clients, you know, that's one of the few people they ever speak to during the week.
Right. Yeah. Right. And you're right. And there is more than one Meals on Wheels program on the island, and we are Hawaii Meals on Wheels, and we are located in Manoa, right in the heart of Manoa, right behind Starbucks.
Yeah. You know, I've been there before. It hasn't been many years ago, but yeah, it's always, is easy to find. Starbucks, take a left.
Yes. And what a lot of people don't realize, we've always been sort of just this behind the scenes kind of organization. We've been around since 1979, and we've had our 40th this year, which has been amazing. We were founded by actually five churches, a couple of them in Manoa, Central Union, Lutheran, and our founder, Irmgard Horman. One of the reasons why she realized, she was an entrepreneur at heart. She was she could foresee what was going on in terms of the need back then, and even today. And she could see that a lot of the seniors in the community back in 1979 did not have food, and they did not have any kind of socialization. So she started her own program with five churches, and it was her and six volunteers and six clients, and they would make their own food, and then they would go and deliver it. And it grew and grew, and today we serve about 800 clients.
Wow.
And one of our niches is that we actually primarily serve medical meals. We serve some regular meals. About 30% of our clients are probably about regular meals, but there's a good 70% that needs some kind of medical diet.
Medical diet. When you say medical diet, what does that mean? I'm like, is that a healthy meal? Is it a specially prepared meal for certain persons? Health issues?
Yeah.
What is that?
Yeah, so that is. So it's what we, you know, of course, all of our meals are considered nutritious. But as you age, you know, there are certain chronic illnesses that you have. You might be diabetic. You might be needing dialysis. So renal diets, diabetic diets, low fat, even high fat, because you need to gain weight. So many of our kupuna come in with low BMI. And they need to be eating. So, you know, we need to provide that kind of nutritious meal. And then at the same time, a lot of people don't realize is that by the time you age into 86, 89, you need a different texture. Chopped, pureed, chopped moist. So those are the types and varieties of meals that we provide for our clients.
Wow, I've never even thought about that.
Yeah.
What's interesting.
Yeah.
I knew you, Claire, your previous executive director, and I would see you guys around. But I never really knew that specific side of Hawaiian Meals on Wheels.
Right. So when someone comes to volunteer with us, and they're not actually picking up at a kitchen in Manoa, they're actually picking up at a kitchen in their community. So if you live Aiea, you pick up at Palimomi. If you live... You know, if you live Hawaii Kai, you pick up at Luna Lila Home. You live Waipahu, you pick up at Queens West. Because those are the kitchens we partner with who have certified nutritionists that make the meals every day for us. So it's, you know, we partner with 11 hospitals as well as nursing homes on the island. And it makes volunteering easy because you pick up in your community and you deliver in your community.
Well, I never knew about that. I kind of knew the hospitals involved, but I didn't know about the nutritious meals, which you're right. Actually, it's so true. I see seniors when they got up in the 80s, their body mass index is so low.
Yeah.
You know, and they're more susceptible to health issues and pneumonia. Which is very common, right? But I never thought about that. So that's really interesting. So let me ask you this, Michelle. You've been there for a few years now. What got you involved and what made you decide to take on this challenge, I should say?
I've always been involved in nonprofit for a long
time.
Yeah. Actually, mostly on the mainland. I'm local. Graduated from high school here
high school?
At Iolani.
Oh,
and then did my undergraduate on the mainland, and then did my law school in Washington D.C. And then
law school in D.C.
American University.
Oh, okay, I lived in D.C. for 3 years.
Oh, you did. Oh,
Falls Church.
Oh, nice.
Back in the day.
Oh wow.
Way back.
We would always travel to Falls Church to get good Korean food.
Yeah. Well, I was there probably maybe before you were born, but that's okay.
That's great.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so, so you have an appreciation for Washington, D.C.,
yes.
Washingtonians. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I think, you know, it's a good, you know, you're a local girl like I was growing up. I left Hawaii when I was 8, though. I came back when I was 9, and I got an accident, so I came back when I was 16, but I lived in the East Coast and D.C. And what's great about that, you're a little girl. You kind of expand your vision and your thought process, your dreams and goals, and hopefully you bring some of that learning experience back to Hawaii.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. I mean, I lived out there for 8 years, my husband and I. And then we slowly moved back west and then back to home.
Well, good for you.
But always in the nonprofit world.
Kind of the nonprofit background?
Working with a lot of child and families. I'm originally trained as a lawyer. I don't work as a lawyer. Mm-hmm. And then working with children and families, working with a lot of grandparents who are actually fostering children. So that was sort of my step into working with Kupuna. And then I went on to work in... Los Angeles for a number of years, for about 8 years before we made the move home.
Oh, good for you. So yeah, you really have a good understanding of obviously how nonprofits work, but how difficult nonprofits can be to run in a small island too, right?
Right. And just seeing what we call the continuum of care, you know, seeing caregiving at, you know, from a very young age, a child, and then caregiving at the oldest age.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
And then the sandwich generation, people dealing with their parents and dealing with the kids, which is so common today. Every week I probably talk to a family that's going through that right now. And, you know, fortunately with the magazine, we have a lot of resources. So I'm able to really help help them, you know, who to call, who to trust, you know, what steps they need to do to be proactive, because so many situations I get a call where when I counsel families, it's always reactive. It's at the last resort. So one of the things we're trying to do, and we've always been doing this and hopefully more next year, is to get people to be more proactive, to see families that are more in need before they go on, you know, some have been homeless. Before that happens, really trying to reach out and we're just trying to set people up and partner with everybody to give them connections, because everybody needs a helping hand at some point, you know, whether it's counseling or meals or shelter. One of the things that we do see, you know, one of the things I found is that we go to either the River of Life or IHS every 2 or 3 months, and we see more and more seniors there.
Yeah.
And recently, I talked about this before, recently one of the supervisors said, we need two boys and my son's Boy Scout troop, 2 boys and 2 adults to go feed the homeless. And I said to the supervisor, well, I thought they come up to the table. I mean, come up to the line to get the food.
Yeah.
He goes, oh, no, we have a few seniors now that have dementia that can't get up.
Right, right.
And so we have to go feed them. And so I asked the supervisor recently, he goes, do you see more and more of this? He goes, yes, we're seeing more and we're going to continue to see more.
Yeah.
It's funny, I asked him, how do they get here, by the way? Because,
right.
You know, IHS, they sleep overnight.
Right.
River of Life do not.
Right.
And so he goes, well, every time you see a senior in the streets or wandering around, the police will pick them up. Police will take them to one of the hospitals. And once they become stabilized,
right,
you get a one-way taxi cab ride, if they have no place to go, to IHS.
Yeah.
That's how they get there. And they stay there until they get support in some way.
Yeah.
So it's amazing that, you know, that this is happening and it's going to grow with a chronic disease in Hawaii. So, you know, one of the things I'll talk about later on, we'll try and see how we can get more companies to help you guys out. But give us some numbers or give us some statistics. I know you sent me some about the kupuna left in Hawaii and how many live alone.
Right. And so as you know, like Hawaii has is, you know, one of the highest numbering states of kupuna.
And worst in the country.
Right.
But oldest state.
And on top of that, there's many that are living who are oldest in the country, of course. And so just to give you an example of some of our statistics, in 2016, we were serving about 7 clients over the age of 100.
7?
Yes. Today we
serve... People that need meals.
Yeah.
That don't have family.
Yes. Today we serve 16.
That's
16 clients over the age of 100. And
that don't have the support.
Right. And what was interesting was that last year was the first year that we had gotten 3 referrals for 3 women over the age of 85, now caring for a 70-year-old child. And that's because their child moved back into the home, because their child either has some sort of chronic illness or cancer, or that child was disabled. So that shocked our staff. Last year was the first year. And it's very telling of our growing community of kupuna. And that, you know, and I love telling this story to schools, to companies, because you don't necessarily see this on the outset, right?
No.
These people are in their homes. They're stuck in their home all day. So you don't see a 101-year-old person walking on the street.
No.
Right. Or a 95-year-old mother who is still caring for their 75-year-old child. And so, you know, I'd love to bring that kind of awareness so that people realize the changing demographic of the island.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, for our 800 clients, our average age is 86 years old.
Wow.
And when I tell people that, they're just shocked. And so, you know, and then of that, almost 70% are women. Because, of course, the women are outliving the men.
Yes. I always tell my friends that are married, be nice to your wife because she's going to outlive you. She'll be pushing a wheelchair, you know. And
yeah.
So you got to be – I try to do that for my wife as much as possible because I know she'll outlive me. I mean, her mother's 96 years old, you know. But, it's so true. But, I can't say it's sad because that's just sheer numbers, first of all. Because we live longer than any place else. I think,
right.
I'm not sure where I saw the statistic recently, and I mentioned it before, is that I saw a statistic locally that was 87.3 years an average in Hawaii.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah. That is so we're right up there. Like our average age is 86. Wow. But yes, on a state level it's 87.3. Yes.
Yeah. Wow. I got almost 20 years, 18 more years ago. The 20 more years ago. But yeah, so yeah, and you know, can I ask you this? I don't know if you know this statistic, but how many of these have some kind of a chronic illness? And then how many of them have dementia or Alzheimer's?
Oh, yeah. So, just some statistics off the top of my head, and I'm guesstimating for this year. I would say probably about 70% of our clients have some kind of chronic illness. Medical illness in terms of, you know, whether they're diabetic or they need they have cholesterol or something along those lines. And then there's some more challenging issues of dementia, some early onset of dementia that might be going on. There's probably a good 40% at the least that have some kind of onset of dementia that's coming on.
Because once you reach the age of 85, it's almost 50%.
Right.
You know? So let me ask you this. With that statistics in, you know, when you guys are listening to the show, you might know of a family member or a neighbor or somebody from church. Or if you're like my age, still working, like Michelle and I, you may have, you know, coworkers that the parents are in need. And it's something that I think we need to pay attention to that. So in terms of the numbers, I saw something on your website that you have over a million dollar budget, but how many of those is staff and how much is volunteers?
Right. So we have about, we're so grateful for our volunteers. We have about 400 delivery drivers who drive for us. And that's about 400 that'll either deliver for us almost on a, you know, at least on a monthly basis. So, you know, we can really count on them. There's probably another 100 drivers that maybe just deliver for us once a year. Mm-hmm. So we're really grateful for that. And then we have another 50 volunteers that come in and do administrative work for us, stuff envelopes and so forth. So we're so grateful for this whole team. For my staff, we're a small staff. We're about 15. And we're just located in a 2-room classroom in Manoa Valley Church.
I saw you there last week. above that church, not even in that church.
Manoa Valley Church, okay, right above the preschool.
Right.
Because really we do a lot of coordination, you know, daily orders of meals, triage, when clients call in, and a lot of our clients call in daily, you know, asking about their meal. If they have dementia, they're constantly asking us, you know, what time is it? When is it coming? Am I on the list today? And then we have volunteers coming in, calling in. You know, if we have 55 routes, we have about 70 volunteers that day going out to deliver. And, you know, they might encounter a situation, which has happened very often, where they run into a client and they're on the floor. You know, and they can't get up. They've fallen. And they're standing there at the door, banging on the door, calling for the client. And the client is laying there and says, you know, I've fallen. I hear you. I can't get up. You know, can you get me some help?
Got to get an emergency response thing.
Right. And so,
Which, talk to Connect America and a partner of magazine, Jennifer Borgia.
That's a great, yeah. That would be great.
You want to meet her?
Yeah. That would be.
Let me know.
Yeah.
You got to find a way to get a discounted price for them, or it's not a grant, but that is so big.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you're on the front. Really, you're also really on the front lines.
They are the eyes and ears for us and for the kupuna, for the kupuna and the families who can't be there every day. And so when they encounter something like that, you know, they're calling the office right away. We're telling them to stay put. We're sending a staff person over. We're calling 911. It becomes a big emergency triage for us. And so my staff is doing a lot of that. What we're also learning is we're becoming more along the lines, like you are a kupuna advocate, where you have people calling in just trying to navigate the system. Who do I call? You know, I see this resource book. It's so, you know, there's so many numbers here. I call them. They said there's a wait list.
Yeah.
Who do I call next? You know, that sort of thing. And we have, you know, about three of our staff who we consider kupuna advocates, where they might be going to a home to check on the client, ask them what they need, and then trying to refer them out for other services. And, you know, just with the number of clients that, you know, are increasing and the number of issues that they're having to deal with.
All
kinds. Yeah.
Well, let me know. I've been and fraud, on all
right.
that.
Fraud has been a big thing. I mean, we've had a client, you know, we had a phone call from one of our volunteers because, and this was in Pearl City. Apparently, she had not realized that the bathroom was leaking on one side of her house. She never goes to that side of the house. Apparently, the bathroom was leaking, and now she had this $2,000 water bill. She showed it to our volunteer.
Wow.
She has family on the island, but she, you know, our kupuna have that pride, you know, they didn't want to talk about these issues with their family members, so they showed it to our volunteer. And the volunteer told us, and we, you know, we tried to figure that out right away. What happened, unfortunately, is that there was a gentleman going door to door offering his contracting services. She took them up on that offer right away, and all of a sudden now she had this bigger bill. And that was, so we had to bring in the family, talk to the family, talk to the client. It was,
Well, Scott Spallina is the elder law attorney for the city and county of Honolulu that writes for the magazine, and he does a lot of the investigations. He actually goes to trial.
Yeah.
And then, of course, we know people from APS, but it happens all over, and you know, because they're older, a lot of these professional scammers, really, they think they're not going to fight back, they're not going to complain, but we are encouraging them to complain. We're encouraging them to call, you know, if not us or APS or the Elderly Affairs Division, because there's so many out there. It's just so many out there, you know.
Right. And so, you know, for us, you know, that's our volunteers are there. They're there to lend the ear and then come back with the information for us so that we can find a way to get this client assistance.
Yeah.
So it's nutrition and socialization. It's, you know.
It's hard to be all of the above.
Right.
Yeah. When you're on the front line, you have to find a way. But yeah, like I said, just let me know. I have a lot of connections on all these different agencies. But so. Do you have any personal experience with got you involved with Meals on Wheels? Because a lot of times, well, you know Christy Nishida, right?
Yes,
she's an Elon
actually,
grad.
Yes, actually, we've known each other for a while.
you're almost about the same age. Probably.
Yeah. So I talked to her often.
So I know her story was she's been here.
Yeah,
that I guess her grandmother was close to, and that's how she got involved with gerontology. Is there any connection for you?
Oh, yes. I was raised by my grandparents. I come from a first-generation Filipino family. And my grandparents raised me. My parents were working, you know, long hours, and they were always home for me. My grandfather went through a really lengthy and intensive dementia before he died. I mean, he was an electrician by heart, but his dementia was so strong that one day we came home and he had cut all the electrical cords.
Wow.
Because, yeah.
Maybe
and that's when...
Wow.
Well, he was an electrician, so, you know, for him that was normal. But at that point, we were like, we had to navigate that system with my grandfather who had dementia, my grandmother who had a stroke, my other grandmother too, who died at our home. But yeah, so yeah.
Yeah, it's so common nowadays, whether you're in the 40s or 50s, dealing with a parent or grandparent going through that. And now we have so much more experiences. And so that's the reason why we're trying to get, you know, our partners in the magazine, our community, to really give back to the community. And I've said this before that, you know, community service is the rent we pay to live on this earth. Whether we do it once a month, once a year, we need to do something. So we are going to encourage a lot of our partners, magazine partners, to really find out a way to give back. And then I do want to take the second half of the show, kind of explain to me, how do we go about obtaining your services?
Sure.
And then also want to talk about volunteerism, how we can be volunteer, because there's so many companies out there that really need to see it's only a 1 hour a week, possibly, hopefully more, to give back to the community and make it a company thing. But that's one thing that we find, that you know, companies that are close and fellow employees that are close, they enjoy work more. And if we can find a way to get them to enjoy, this is a great part of life, is to give back and see a happy, happy kupuna. You know, I've done it before, and it's just, it's really heartwarming. And this time of year is a great time to highlight that. So we're going to take a short break here. We're here with Michelle Cordero-Lee from the Hawaii Meals on Wheels, one in Manoa. So let's take a short break and be right back.
The Medicare annual enrollment period is almost here. It begins October 15th, goes through December 7th. Do you need help figuring out which of the 2020 Medicare and drug plan options will meet your needs and budget? There are plans available that offer additional benefits and savings beyond original Medicare that can help you and your family save money. Margaret Wong is a licensed agent with the Copeland Insurance Group here in Hawaii. They have a team of agents on all islands, speak Cantonese, Mandarin, Korean, Tagalog, Ilocano, to help you understand the various Medicare and drug plan options. They are here to help you select the plan that will cover your current doctors and medications. They offer this service to you and your family throughout the year at no cost or obligation to enroll. Please give their office a call, 808-591-4877. Monday to Friday, 8 to 5. Once again, that's 808-591-4877. Thank you for allowing them to be your Medicare resource. They look forward to meeting with you and helping you and your family understand the 2020 Medicare and drug plan options at no cost or obligation. Call 808-591-4877. 808-591-4877.
When you feel like Vegas, there's just one place to stay. Grab a drink at the Holo Holo Bar. There's just one place to play. We got a fresh hot look, a new sports book. We got those local meals, just like Auntie Cook's. Aloha spoken here.
Check out the Cow's new renovated look and see why the Cow is Hawaii's favorite place in Vegas to stay and play.
Have you heard about Phytan, wondering if it works? Try it for yourself. Phytan Free Body Care daily at the Phytan Hawaii Shop, located in the Ohana Hali Marketplace on Ward Avenue. Phytan products are available at these fine retailers throughout the state. Long's Drugs, Marukai, Don Quixote, GNC, Navy Exchange, Runner's Route, Runner's Hawaii, and many other specialty retailers. Life-changing experience, Phytan. For more information, click on phytanhawaii.com. That's phytanhawaii.com.
Have you been looking for a safe anti-inflammatory for your health and longevity? Introducing Xanthosin, a doctor-recommended astaxanthin supplement that supports your joints, heart, liver, and longevity. Xanthosin is safe, pure, and specially formulated for superior absorption. Xanthosin complies with all FDA regulations for manufacturing and labeling. Xanthosin, the safe anti-inflammatory for health and longevity. Available at a GNC store near you.
If you're new to Medicare, we can help you work your way through all the questions, the details, and the headaches. Generations TV has gathered experts in the field to help you find the answers. This is Navigating Medicare.
A very important period is coming up, what we call AEP, Annual Election Period, from October 15 to December 7.
The annual election period is when you can change from one plan to another. The plans change. The benefits, coverage, and premiums may be different. So know what you should have. What are your current health needs, your budget, and priorities? You need to make sure the medications you are currently taking are covered and that your doctor is in the network you're looking at.
Like we mentioned before, all plans are different. There's no one plan that's good for everybody. Everybody got different wants and needs. Call us and we can help you.
Helping you work your way through the confusion. Navigating Medicare. Brought to you today by Financial Benefits Insurance, serving the entire state of Hawaii from the corner of Pi'ikoi and Kapi'olani in Honolulu.
Did you know residential care homes offer a family-oriented atmosphere? At Caregivers Heart Hawaii, our kupuna become part of the family. The smaller environment allows for more personal attention. For example, there's no waiting to go to the bathroom compared to other long-term care options. The patient-to-caregiver ratio is smaller and help is faster. Over time, residential care homes are less expensive compared to other long-term care options. Our caregivers are experienced and enjoy what they do, and all homes are ADA approved. Don't feel stressed and overwhelmed or try to do this alone. Aloha, I am Ku'unani Demonte with Caregivers Heart Hawaii. Let us help you with all your care home placement needs. Caregivers Heart Hawaii has knowledge and experience. For a free consultation and to learn more about us, go to caregivershearthawaii.com, where treating kupuna like family is our business.
Got Vegas on your mind? Get Vacations Hawaii on the line. Vacations Hawaii offers weekly 4 and 5 night Honolulu to Vegas packages, which include 3 meals daily from $6.99. Stay at Hawaii's favorite casinos, California, Fremont, Main Street Station, and Orleans Hotel. Vacations Hawaii will get you there in comfort on deluxe wide-body 767 planes with complimentary in-flight hot meal service. Vacations Hawaii's frequent flyer program gives you future travel discounts and credits. So if you're ready to win big, call Vacations Hawaii at 591-4777 or visit pointvacationshawaii.com.
Today, more than ever, we local people are living longer than any other state in the union, with more seniors, baby boomers, and caregivers. Generations Radio promotes the importance to be proactive as we all age. The radio team will focus on issues facing our seniors and their families, finding resources to navigate healthy aging along with financial, legal, and caregiving information. So join Percy E. Hauer from 5 until 6 each Saturday, right here on AM 690, The Answer. Focusing on the issues facing our seniors and their families today. Here's our Generations Radio host, Percy Ihara.
And welcome back and happy holidays to you guys. This is Percy with Generations Radio. And thanks to all the people that we saw at the Croc Center. Was it last weekend? No, weekend before that, with the Croc Center, the dementia workshop. We had 230 people out there specifically with dementia and Alzheimer's and Parkinson's. Thanks to Kathy Wyatt over at Holly Holly, who we partnered with. A lot of great speakers over there. And it was kind of nice to see the West Side be supported because, you know, a lot of people have neglected that side. So, in fact, next year, 2020, we're going to be doing more. We're doing one in Chaminade in the middle of January, January 18th, by the way. And then we're going out to the North Shore, and we're going to go out to the Windward Side. I can't remember the fourth, but we're doing four different workshops next year on caregiving and dementia. And it's something that we definitely will support next year as well. For 2020, we'll be supporting the Alzheimer's Association. So you'll see a cover story on them later on in the year. But every issue will have something with the Alzheimer's Association just to support our community more and get their services out there. So thanks to LJ Duenas over there, who's going to be partnering with us in 2020. And as well, we have here Michelle Cordero Lee from the Hawaii Meals on Wheels. And, you know, Michelle, you guys do great work. And I'm glad I have you on because I know a little bit about you guys over the years. But knowing more about the hot meals and the nutritious meals are really important. So if there's a way we can support you more. So on this side of the hour, we want to find out, what does it take to how do you get your clients? Do you get referrals? Do people call you up or hear about you or go to the state, city agencies? How do people find out?
Yeah, so that's a great question because a lot of people don't realize how this process works. You know, they might call a city office or a state office, and it gets very confusing for them because we're actually a private nonprofit.
Right.
So there's a number of ways that we get referrals and we take on clients. One is first through the city and the Elderly Affairs Division. Those are all of our clients who are funded by the city. They meet a certain threshold in terms of income. They are considered homebound as defined by the state and the federal government. And their meals will get fully funded by the Older Americans Act, which is through the
so
city.
So they have to apply through?
So they have to apply through city? The city.
And that's the Elderly Affairs Division?
And that's the Elderly Affairs Division, okay. Which they would call that office. The tough thing, too, about that as well is that sometimes our clients need it right away. They might need the service the next day or they're coming out of the hospital. And it does take a while for a city worker to come out to the home, assess the client.
Right.
And then it still takes another couple of months for the approval process and
wow.
that and so forth.
Okay, guys.
So it can you know, depending on the emergency basis, it can take up, you know, it can be as
2 or 3 months.
Yeah, it could be 2 or 3 months that a client.
I hope somebody comes and calls you back from the LD Affairs Division office. But yeah, so that's one of the things. So, I know they get a lot of calls every single day.
There's so much on their plate.
Yeah, absolutely.
Not just with meal programs, but bathing programs and caregiver programs. So that's understandable. Another way that clients come to us is through if they are on Medicaid, which they would work with their caseworker. So the caseworker that they see, you know, on a monthly basis, they would, you know, the caseworker
so
would refer to them.
So you're talking about Medicaid for healthcare or
Medicaid for healthcare.
So that's why is that MedQuest?
Yes, there's MedQuest is one of them.
Right.
Yeah. But there's private insurances that have a Medicaid program. Kaiser has one.
Right.
Ohana Healthcare.
Yeah.
So that's another way clients come funneled through to us. And then we have what's called a private pay program, where if they can't wait for the city and they don't qualify through Medicaid – then they come in and say, I need meals tomorrow. Is there some way I can privately pay for it?
Oh, really?
Yes. And then we'll go out to the home. We'll do an assessment of what their dietary needs are, what their chronic illnesses are. We'll talk with their physician or their nurse practitioner in the office to figure out, you know, what their chronic illnesses are. And then we will also talk to them about their finances and see what it is that they can afford. So a lot of times the private pay will be based on a sliding scale of their affordability. And that's how, you know, those are the three main
ways. Those are still nutritious meals, don't I?
They get the same meals.
Kind of like, Michelle, I want a New York prime rib this week. No. You got to be once in a while.
Although some of our clients get crab cake. Yeah.
Oh, happy
weather. Yeah. Yeah. Wow. Depending on which kitchen.
Okay. So that's right. So it really depends on where you live. Okay, it's interesting. So,
And then the fourth way is through a nonprofit called Alulike, in which they have a kupuna program. So, And so it's a smaller program. It's based on their Native Hawaiian ancestry. And Alulike will fully fund meals for clients in their program for us. So a lot of our Native Hawaiian kupuna.
So they have to be part of the Alulike program?
Yes. So if someone comes to us who is asking for private pay and we realize it's a Native Hawaiian, we'll say, hey, you should check out also Alulike to see if...
And so Alulike will pay for the meal?
So, you know, if it's also based on their qualifications, you know, their income threshold, whether the client meets their homebound requirements, and then Alulike will... you know, takes on the client and funds the meal for them.
Wow, that's great. I never heard about that.
Yeah.
I've done stories on Alulike.
Yeah.
I've spoken at, I think, all three of the Alulikes on North Island. When Nanakuli, Papakule, and Waimanalo.
Yeah.
First time I went there, because I love Hawaiian music, especially old Hawaiian music. So I remember the first time I went there, this was several years ago, went to Waimanalo, and I'm walking in, I'm like the only Japanese guy in the whole area, of course, because it's all Hawaiians, right, in Waimanalo. And I go, hey, boy, you like to learn ukulele? Yeah, okay. And I'm watching him. He's learning ukulele too. I say, hey, uncle, so you don't know how to play ukulele? He goes, no. Well, you know how. I go, no. But I love Hawaiian music. It's so it was so cute.
Yeah,
that's great. I'll tell you a funny true story. I was in Texas, not to get off the track. So I met this big Texas bar from Gilly's, you know, from the famous movie.
Yeah.
And so the parking lot was full. And this big bar, I mean, huge bar. I mean, biggest bar I've ever seen in my life. And I said, where is everybody? He goes, and the guy points to the corner, way down at the dance floor.
Yeah.
And it was packed with seniors.
Oh, wow.
This is like 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
Oh, wow.
I was like, where's everybody? I see the car parking lot full. Oh, they're all down in the corner dancing. I'm watching them and goes, dancing? What are they doing? He goes, oh, they're learning how to two-step.
Oh, wow.
At 3 o'clock in the afternoon, they're all seniors. And the guy, I'm looking at, and I look at, I'm watching him. He goes, why don't you go over there and you can learn? Well, I don't want to be the only Asian in all the Caucasians, but I said, so I asked a stupid question. Me being smart, I go, you know, they're all seniors, right? He goes, yeah. Shouldn't they know how to two-step by now?
Oh. Because you're in Texas.
That was a stupid question.
Right,
this bartender came back so quick. He goes, where are you from? I go, I'm from Hawaii. He goes, you know how to hula? I go, good, touche. It was so funny. I always tell a story because you just never know.
Yeah.
But it's so great. And so I'm glad Aulalike, we should do a story on them. You guys in Aulalike, I'm serious. I love Aulalike. They do great work.
They
do. My friend Liz Mel retired already, I believe.
Yes, Leslie Tonoi. She's a...
Oh, Leslie Tonoi is there? I know Leslie.
Well, Leslie is my classmate.
Oh, really?
From Iolani.
Oh.
Yes. Yeah.
She's been there for a while?
Yes, she's been there for a while.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I better give her a call.
Yeah.
I do see her every once in a while. But so once they qualify, whether by a grant or from other services or private pay, so like you said, they can order or they only accept the meals?
Right. Okay. So once they qualify, right, they usually always have to have some kind of assessment.
Right.
Through some caseworker, whether it's the city, Aulalike, or us, because they have to, you know, their meal has to get defined, and we want to make sure we're giving them the proper medical meal. And so after that assessment is done, you know, it's, you know, we determine their medical meal, then we start them for service right away. Hmm. So it can be as short as, you know, in very emergency situations, we've gotten someone on the very next day. Because we had clients coming out from maybe a cancer treatment and they needed some kind of medical nausea meal.
Mm-hmm.
And they knew they were going to be out for 3 weeks. So, you know, we had to make sure that, you know, that was, you know, that client needed that specific medical meal. And so it can be as quick as that. But that's, you know, that's only in very emergency situations. But normally our turnaround is about at least 4 days, 4 to 5 days.
And so how many times a week can they get a meal?
So our clients, they can get a meal Monday through Friday, but it is only one meal. So it's a lunch.
I should be eating one meal. I'm trying to lose weight, having a hard time losing weight.
But you're allowed, you know, it's almost the holidays, right? So
that's the
you
worst
can,
time
you
to eat
cheat,
a lot. No,
right?
No, even the holidays, I don't eat a lot. Yeah.
And so, yeah, so, you know, they get one meal and, you know, it's a lunch.
Hot meal.
It's a lunch. It's a hot. It's always a hot meal.
It's always a hot. Wow.
So they get a hot entree with a protein, a starch, and a vegetable. But then on top of that, they also get some kind of chopped salad or fruit. Hmm. And then they get a dessert and milk or juice. So it's a pretty big meal for a lot of our seniors.
Wow.
Yeah.
That is. That's good enough for one day. So do they have, I mean, like I said, do they order every, do they have to put in an order every week or how does that work?
We have to put in, so what happens is once they come on for service, we determine, are you going to be on Monday, Wednesday, Friday? Are you going to be on it Monday through Friday? They'll tell us, you know, some of our clients are on Tuesday, Thursday. The minimum that you can get is twice a week.
Minimum.
The minimum, yeah.
Are some people have 5 days a week?
Some they have five.
Really?
Some of our clients who don't have support at home and they need meals for the weekend will bring in three meals on a Friday.
Wow, that's a good deal.
So that way it helps support them throughout the weekend.
So do you have capacity for more, take more clients?
Yes, we are always, you know, for us it's really about the mission of making sure that we're serving the growing population of the Kapuna. And we want to make sure we're meeting the needs of the community.
Hmm. Yeah. Okay. So, guys, there's no waiting list for Hawaii Meals on Wheels.
No. Depends. We're
you have to qualify, to a certain extent, or private pay.
Yeah.
But, yes, Hawaii Meals on Wheels and Manoa right by Starbucks. But, okay, so once that happens, what kind of volunteers are you looking for, if I remind my ask? Because
so
I know it's one of the things that we need to support you with.
So we are looking for anyone who wants to come out and serve a kapuna. And really it's, first of all, you have to be able to drive. If not, you have to work in teams with someone who can drive. And so really we want to make it as easy for them as possible. You can do it as little as once a year, or you can do it as much as twice a week. We have volunteers that volunteer once a week, and we have other ones who can only do it on every Labor Day. So, because we
do you
work
have like a special.
We work Thanksgiving. We work Christmas Day.
Every
if it
day?
Falls on a weekday. We
oh,
work
weekday.
It. Yeah, we work Veterans Day and Kamehameha Day.
What about? So do they go in teams or just individuals?
Some deliver? Do. Some do in teams. It's much faster your route. The most on a route is 12 meals.
12 meals.
Because
12 different locations?
12, Yeah, some you might be serving husband and wife at the home.
Got it.
But definitely the most stops are 12 stops. And that's because we want to make sure that the based on food standards, that because it's a hot meal, has to stay warm within a temperature.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let me ask you, we talked about, you know, that big company that serves you, helps serve. Can we talk about them?
Yes. First Insurance Company of Hawaii.
I'm really impressed
by that. Yes. We are so grateful to them because they put up a sign-up sheet at the beginning of the year, and it gets filled within a matter of 2 days.
Really?
Well,
they got a lot of employees, but still, yeah, that's great.
They do. So they actually take on two routes a week. Two routes a week.
Wow.
They will deliver for us. And what's great for them, too, is because one of our kitchen hubs is Straub, they walk right over to Straub, pick up the meals.
Oh, you're running store.
Right?
Yeah.
And then get in their cars and go deliver right in the punch bowl area. And then it's an hour's, worth.
So if a company wanted to do that, about how many employees would that be like for one route?
Right. So what First Insurance Company of Hawaii does is they go in a team of four and they take two cars. So if they have a route of 12 meals, that's like six stops each. So
that's great. They're probably done in a couple hours.
No, they're done in less than an hour.
Less than an hour.
Yeah.
Oh, I like the fact that you require so I've done this before, and I remember one Thanksgiving. This guy was older, and I don't know if he had dementia or not. It was in Waikiki, and it was a two-story walk-up, and we walked up, and I was with these two, a husband and wife team. They were great, and I just kind of wanted to observe them, how they do it before I go on my own. So I walked, knocked on the door, and my wife was so friendly. How are you doing? Happy Thanksgiving. And the guy goes, grouchy guy goes, just leave it at the door. I go, what? Wow. We're like, no, we're here to say hello. Happy holidays. Just leave it at the door. The guy said, it's so funny. It was funny, but I, you know, we don't know what he's going through. We don't know what he's going through. So we said, okay, well, happy holidays anyway. We left it at the front door. But you said you do not do that.
Yes, we are not allowed to leave it at the door. We have to hand it off to someone. We can't leave it in a cooler. We can't leave it, you know, on their front porch,
that's
on
good.
A chair. And it's also for food safety standards.
Right.
But for us, it's really also to make sure that we know that they're okay. So even if it's their caregiver that's coming to the door, which happens a lot because we have clients who are bedridden, their caregiver will come pick up the meal.
Well, good.
And, but, you know, you got to love, you know, and I totally get it. You know, our kapuna, some of them are grouchy. Some of them are talking.
I'm kind of grouchy already with all this fake news out there and this Trump stuff going on, you know.
It could be frontal lobe dementia.
The rail stuff going on. I mean, so much stuff to be grouchy about, you know, and I don't really take sides a whole lot because, you know what, I can't control anything.
Yeah.
You know, all I can control is who's my guest, which I'm glad you're here, Michelle. But, okay, so it takes an hour? That's it?
It takes,
for
you
one
know,
route, you said, right?
For a First Insurance Company, they have it down to a science.
Yeah.
But, you know, for all of our clients for all of our volunteers who are starting, it's an hour and a half, you know. For it to go into 2 hours.
That's one route.
Yeah, that's one route.
How many routes do you have a day?
So we have 55 routes.
55. Okay, we need 55 of you guys to call in to Hawaii Meals on Wheels. I'll take a route. You got an hour and a half a day, you know.
It's 1.5 hours a day.
Hour and a half a day, right? You know, maybe once a week. So if you have like 10 employees, you know, you can do it once a week or twice a week. If you got 20 employees, we better see here twice a month. But yeah, no, that's one of the things that we got to encourage because it's actually really heartwarming to see the thankfulness. That's one of the things that drew me to this industry. You know, my day job, the reverse mortgage, when I did my study on aging, you know, there's a huge number. And my friend goes, you should really do this job. I said, why do you think that? He goes, he knows my parents. He goes, you're really close to your parents. You love your parents. I said, well, everybody does. He goes, no, not everybody loves your parents. So it has an integrity. And he goes, you should, you know, so I looked it up and I started doing it and I really realized they are so thankful. They're so honest and they need the support, but someday we may need the support.
Right.
So we always have to support and respect our kupuna out there. And that's one thing that we're going to encourage next year and we hope that we can do that for you guys. But so it's only once or twice a week. That's it for an hour and a half. That's
right. Right. And it doesn't even have to be every week. You know, like I had mentioned, if you can only do it, you know, twice a year, we'll take it.
Okay, we're going to get all our generation partners to commit at least once a year, if not twice a year.
Right.
And we'll see if we can get five companies to donate once a month.
That would be great.
Okay? Yeah. So that's my commitment to you.
Yeah.
It's on record. When we have our generation's partners breakfast in a couple weeks, we will mention that. And if you're out in the public there listening to this radio show, tell your friends, tell your coworkers, tell your family, we need to give back to the community. And it's a really small way to do that, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. What's some of the volunteers? So volunteers, I heard, and thank you for telling me the other day about this app that you guys have.
Oh, yes.
For volunteers?
Anybody
can do it. Can anybody do it?
Right. Well, yeah. We just developed, we're working in partnership with Brown University and Meals on Wheels America. Brown University. Because they're the ones who developed the app, and we got picked to be a pilot project. And so now we have this what's called Meals on Wheels app, in which you can get, you know, if you decide you want to come in as a volunteer, you sign up for our app. You can get your clients on, you know, information, the diet, all of that, the routing, the logistics, all of that online. And what's really important, too, is, you know, to give us feedback. Like if you enter the home of Mrs. Chang and you see that, you know, it looks hazardous for her, that she might need some extra assistance with cleaning because it looks like there's too much stuff she could trip on. You know, you can just send that information through the app, and it goes directly to what's called our care coordinator, who's at the office, who's sitting there tracking all this information and then doing the follow-up referrals for that.
So for a lot of you young millennials who are really techies, or maybe somebody like myself, a boomer, that tries to be halfway
techie.
I saw this app last week, and I was like, wow, that's a great app. I mean, and it's got so much stuff on there, and it's almost immediately.
Right, and it's a way for us to get communication from the volunteers to us directly. I mean, it's always, you know, everyone's running around with their cell phones, but it's always so hard as you're delivering a meal to then make a phone call to us and wait for someone to talk to, you know, someone at the office to say there's a situation going on that needs attention. So, you know, of course, we always encourage that, but the app is just as helpful to get that information to us. It's also a way for us to make sure the care coordination happens with the client.
No, absolutely. But because you're on the front lines, that volunteer that goes out there, I know it had a lot of different things they can click on.
Right. Like reporting on, you know, their, you know, their environment, to, you know, their mood, or their, you know, maybe they're upset with the meal because it's too salty, you know, that kind of thing.
Well, it had all the information that you need, the address or phone number.
Right, the address and phone number, right.
Or they can't reach somebody.
Right.
That's really important.
Yes,
so
that is.
I give you
emergency,
a lot of credit.
Yeah.
Is that new?
So normally what happened is, you know, when someone would volunteer, we had everything on paper.
Right. Most everybody does.
Yeah.
And I'm sure most of the country is like that.
Yes, yes. And so we were having to give it all out on paper.
Wow.
Which, you know, this cuts down on a lot of that.
Oh, absolutely. You utilize technology and you use it in a great way. Well, especially make it easier for the volunteer.
Right. And it makes it efficient for our office, too. You know, before we're having to create these lengthy Word documents and turn-by-turn instructions.
And printing them out.
Right.
If you run out of ink, you got to go to the longs to pick up the more ink.
Right. And my staff is very detailed about,
your staff is young. I went to the office. They're young. They're good. They're quick.
They're like, walk up 22 steps. And I'm like, what? 22?
I saw that.
I'm going to count the number of steps at Mrs. Chang's house. And I was like, wow, it just really is 22 steps.
No, it was, you know, I'm trying to be a techie and paperless. But when I saw that, I was like, so if you're a volunteer, want to see this kind of stuff, it, you should really do it. So
Any
last comments? Because we got to close up here pretty soon.
Yeah, no, thank you for having us today. You guys do wonderful work with all the Kupuna agencies. Yeah.
Well, we support everybody, and we need to be able to help this community. And it's one of my things about giving back to the community. But So we're going to count on you guys to call up Meals on Wheels. You want to volunteer, whether it's an individual, you and your spouse want to, you know, spend a couple hours a week. If you have a company that want to give back to the community, great way to do this. And like I said, all our generations partners, we're going to make a commitment to you that we can get a number of them sign up for 2020. So thanks very much. Don't forget, the December, January issue will be out probably the second week of December. Look out for that. We are running out. Unfortunately, I'm sorry about that. We are running out of every issue. Wow. So pick them up as fast as you can. You know, they pick up 20 at a time. We'll give it to their friends and
it's
their clubs.
So
it's a good thing. And hopefully we can be able to do that for your when you deliver the meals too. So anyway, everybody have a great weekend. It's holiday season. Take care, everybody. As always, aloha and live well.
The preceding program was sponsored by Generations Magazine.